Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the fady, an unusually frosty moment at which we start talking up the food show. The food show. That's us. We're not trying to show off anything particularly offbeat. But I'll tell you this. Enough people listen to our program that over the last 2 days, we had this crisis going on with our right in the middle of our broadcasting booth. But it worked out okay this morning, although it took two experts to do it, and what that told me was we have experts here. So, you know, if you have some, you know that you can get the information you would get about blah, 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 blah. And also we have Mary Ann, who is here, and we'll hear from her at some point in the soon-to-be-managed future. Our program, we talk about anything you want to do. Anything at all. If there's a dish that you've always wanted to do, but you don't know how to make it, or you like the way that popcorn tastes, but if you do it with some, a little squirt of extra virgin olive oil, yeah, right over the top of the popcorn. Is that appropriate? Is that something that you would like? You know, I'm just trying to show that we talk about absolutely anything having to do with food and wine and restaurants and cooking and wine and all of that. May I hear from you? 260-6368. 260-6368. Call right now. You'll get right in. Something else we bring up pretty liberally. Can we do something liberally, especially if you – I don't know. Mary Ann is here.
Hi.
And she is slowly, moving over to a vast pit wherein all the little sheets of paper that come in that we use to base some of the things we talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you know, we've tried that before, and we've also tried doing it with the number four, with flowing pieces of crackers.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
After a while, I just got to get into the show. We missed you yesterday. I'm sorry that we had such trouble. No, Tom, them.
Oh.
That we had such trouble getting on yesterday.
Well,
you know what
one
I think? I think that the phone line situation, remember the day before yesterday when it kept going out?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if that was the beginning of whatever it was in the line.
I don't know, but I choose to believe that this is the girl, the things that we're looking for, the things to talk about. We do pretty well with it. You know, we've been running this program, something different, every single day. 30, how many? Live every day? We're not goofing off around here.
Oh, we're not?
Oh, well, sometimes we are. And there's always that guy that, no, I better not tell him.
Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Tomorrow is your mom's birthday, Tom.
It certainly is. She is also President Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Same day. Mm-hmm. And then my mother lives in a class, or used to live in a class of her own. She was a wonderful cook.
Mm-hmm.
And a 100%
style.
No, what she did was New Orleans food.
Yep.
Yeah. She made no.
Well, she kind of made you who you are culinarily.
You know, if I was encounter with my mother on the street, and she were to tell somebody else who happened to be in the street, little Tommy here, he's really got an earnest talent for it, and everybody would laugh at that, because if you take one look at me, and I don't look like a particularly skillful or good guy, you know? Or what do you think?
I wish you had more skill with talking into the mic. That's what I wish.
Yeah, well, you know how mic is always causing trouble.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that you were a very skinny child, for sure, but obviously always had a passion for food and a great appreciation for your mom's skill with cooking. I know you've always said that. Anyway, she would be 108 tomorrow.
Wow. Let's see, my father would have gotten up to, he got up to 1909.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
All right.
I would say you can safely call this the Mardi Gras season.
I would say that the Mardi Gras season is coming to a close. This is the last weekend. Although, honestly, it seemed to me like the parades that I seem to recall two full weekends of heavy parading with a week in between before we got to this weekend here. Not two weekends, but this would be the second weekend of heavy parading. And it seems to me, and I know this is just my imagination, that the parade schedule seemed a little lighter this year. I don't know why.
Well, let's put the word out on that and see if anybody goes for it. But I have another idea kind of related to that that would be kind of interesting to explore a little bit. I've been saying this for a long time. It seems to me in a city like this, we have this heritage of great food, specifically a certain things that
genre of food,
that you would find anywhere else but here. And if you go out into the streets in around the places where the parades are going, do you find the things like boudin and the sausage things that you get into, even fried seafood? And there's all kinds of things you could conceivably buy
You know what I find kind of interesting? There's a lot of places, well, not a lot, but a few places this weekend, starting probably today, which will have sort of window service for people who are eating and drinking. And I don't know, maybe they've had it forever, but I haven't seen much of it. Of course, I'm not much of a parade goer, but the youngsters are having a lot of window service and to-go drink service and all that. We'll have that in nomenu.com on Monday. Also, starting Monday, I believe it's Monday, through March.
Monday through March. This has been completely confusing to me because I'm, not very smart. Not as smart as I used to be.
Seaworthy is having what they're calling the Lundy Craw.
The Lundy Craw.
So on Mondays, it's boiled crawfish at Seaworthy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a couple of fun things that are starting to happen as we get into the final weekend of Mardi Gras and Mardi Gras looming up. Are we going to Crescent City?
This year?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we are.
Yeah.
Well, although I'm not positive.
I mean, I can't imagine a Mardi Gras without Crescent City for you.
Me either.
No. And I've been going with you the last few years, and I love Krasna over there and her son.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to have to get on the ball here and make
what?
Sure we well to make sure that we are playing.
I think that they automatically hold a table for you every year, Tom.
Well, they have been.
If anyone
for quite
wants
a while.
To join us, give us a call or send an email to tom@nomenu.com.
Yeah.
We usually kind of try to put together a table of people at Crescent City around 2 or 3, is it, in the afternoon?
Yeah, it starts coming in
usually. We have a couple
of things
to go to that day.
One to 2, that's when we start seeing a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then it keeps on going to about 6 o'clock, and then it really gets fired up again, and there are a lot of people lining up and getting it rolling.
That night?
Yeah, but it's more mid and late afternoon than
But well, Mardi Gras is over after Rex now, right? There's no Comus.
Yeah. No Comus.
Nothing, and nothing came back to take its place, right?
Can I report on one? The last time I saw Comus.
The last time you saw Comus sounds like a song, Tom.
Yeah, we ought to maybe make something out of that. But here's what happened. I had that year written something for New Orleans Magazine,
mm-hmm.
in which I told people that it was the end of the carnival season, which it was. I mean, it was the last parade.
Yeah.
Once you had been to Comus, it was over.
Which was the lamest parade ever.
Yeah.
Well, ever.
What I was doing is that I, over a period of a full day,
mm-hmm.
I was keeping track of all the places I went, and I was walking around, and I was out on the streets for a full 24 hours.
Okay.
And I was writing up all this into an article, and then we got to Comus, and I realized this is it. This is the end of this big project I've put on myself for the rest of the day. And so I went to the parade.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smaller float than you usually saw. You know, it was classic.
It was the lamest parade ever.
Well, yeah, if you want to say that, you can
say
it.
I mean, it is. But, I want to say it because it's true.
But my favorite moment in this,
mm-hmm.
Was, so I'm walking to Comus, and this is going to be the last time I see Comus for this year. Little did I know that it would be the last for that year.
Period.
And every
right,
from
yeah.
that from then on. But there it was in the back of the
float,
and they had gotten to and the theme was all about the Greek people who are very well known in terms of people they knew. And
you're waiting out, Tom, about to fall into that hole.
Yeah, I'm almost. That whole float, and then it went away, and it sort of went forward from my portion, and it disappeared. But the mythology of this was to make it exactly.
Doug, you are listening.
It's
Tom. That was painful. I don't even remember.
I'm sorry.
Where we started. I don't even remember where we started on that.
At the end,
I have something that I wanted to talk about, which is going to be a cliffhanger.
Oh, good.
And it's someone sent me this, and I just am going to have such fun with it. Doug, do we have my soapbox music? Because we really need some soapbox music for me to get up on my soapbox, because this would definitely be one of those things. Someone sent me a Condé Nast Traveler article entitled The 30 Best Restaurants in New Orleans, written by a millennial Brit, and the list is amusing.
Oh.
Let me give you the first tip. Mr. B's is not on it.
Mr. B's is not
on a list of the 30. Mr. B's did not make the cut of the 30 best restaurants in New Orleans.
Is it that thing?
And
that came
Tom,
up?
I have to say that you probably haven't even heard of half of them. What?
I was going to ask, because there was something that came out in one of the people from a magazine who sent off a list of their 50 or what?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
No?
This was something someone sent to me, and they probably knew that they would enjoy me getting up very noisily on my soapbox and braying, I should say. 260-6368. I will have that list as soon as I find it, and hopefully through the news when we come back.
Yeah, you know, I saw the article in whatever magazine it was, and I couldn't find anything. They didn't.
Yeah. 260-6368. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
There you are. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with The Food Show. And it's great to have you with us talking about eating, drinking, restaurants, and cooking. I kind of fell into a hole there as I was talking about the last parade float in... For Comus. This was in the 19 to late 70s.
And yeah, I think so, Tom.
I think so. I'm going to look it up. But
they
last
stopped parading because of that controversy, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, and that would have been. I think the kids were around then, so this this would have been the '90s, actually. All right, so can I get to this list?
Sure.
Find it entertaining.
All right, go.
My first question. And I had to look the guy up. My first question after I read this list was, how old is he? And I knew immediately that we were talking about who is probably got a card-carrying member of the club, as I call it. Okay, Maypop.
Yep.
Bywater American Bistro. Willa Jean.
Willie?
Commander's Palace is the only Grand Dame-ish one on the list. Herb Saint.
Mm-hmm.
Dookie Chase.
These are on the 60?
This is the 30 best restaurants in New Orleans.
Wow.
Cochon.
That's pretty fair, dry.
La Petite pickings. Grocery.
Uh-huh.
Compare Le Pan. I knew that one had to be there. Pesh. Another one that had to be there. N7. Couvent, Sylvain, Cavan, of course. Mm-hmm. Now bear in mind, Mr. Bees is not on this list, but Cavan is.
That is strange.
Paladar 511, Dory's Metropolitan, Mofo, Emeralds, one of the, one of the big guns here did
He's
make the list, but only
here, look, three or four.
Only around. That one.
Mm-hmm.
Killer Po' Boys.
Killer Po' Boys.
Ralph's on the Park made the list. Molly's Rise and Shine. Ladies and gentlemen, Molly's Rise and Shine is one of the 30 best restaurants in New Orleans. Conversely, Mr. B's is not, nor is Antoine's, Arno's, Broussard's, Two Jacks, or Louvie.
They don't know better. It's sad.
Atchafalaya.
Mm-hmm.
G.W. Finn's made the list. Toops Meadery. Kin. Long Way Tavern.
Where's that? A long way, I know that, but...
For the club, Turkey and the Wolf.
Am I cutting
out? Because Tom is moving around. Tom, stop moving.
Okay.
Restaurant Revolution made the list. I didn't notice that the first time. Costera. And that's it.
Well, it's a pretty good place with a very interesting
So menu. That's the 30 best restaurants in New Orleans in Condé Nast Traveler. They should check their contributors a little bit better. What?
Well, that I was about to say what you just said.
Obviously, the standards are a little lower for Condé Nast now. Go ahead. What?
I always read those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect to find much, and I usually do find very little. You got to have them, or else it has no credibility whatsoever. You can't have every restaurant be a great place. That doesn't sound right.
Well, I think that obviously it's a matter of opinion. And it's a question of whose opinion it is. But I think there are certain things that people can always agree on. I mean, I would imagine, like, does anyone think smoking is good for you, for example. You know what I mean?
There are.
I think that this list is pretty much a matter of where you're coming from, but this is definitely not a list that we would agree with. This is part of the culinary revolutionaries. That's the list.
Well,
anyway,
they were looking for it anyway, and they found it, but they found the wrong things.
Well, I mean, they're not looking for the things that we're looking for. Yeah, they're looking for the mission statements, the sustainability, the
worst thing you can do.
Well, I don't know about worst, but because in their mind, it's the best thing, but it's not traditional. You know, it's not about food that tastes good. This list is not about food that tastes good. It's about other stuff.
It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Now, we have been alleged to be cutting out. Who's cutting? Me or her?
You, Tom, because you don't sit still.
It's me?
Stop moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
260-6368 is the number. Yes, good restaurant report from last night.
You and I.
Yes, with great difficulty.
With great difficulty.
Because, poor forks and corks.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, they've been toiling away in that adorable little bubble known as Terrabella, which is growing by 50% every time we go there.
Mm. Wow.
But the bridge has been out to get to it. It's been really hard.
To drive in and back through there, it's creepy. I mean, at night.
Tom is easily frightened.
Well, no, really. After dark.
It's just a dark country road, Tom.
That's what it is, but
for
it's
only
still,
about a mile.
And I've always liked it.
Uh-huh.
But it is, it's
what, forks and corks?
Forks and corks, yeah.
Well, I mean, they say that the bridge is going to be done in March. But anyway, it was interesting to be there. We haven't been there in a very long time, primarily because the bridge has been out. And so, you know, when you make things hard for people, they don't bother, generally speaking. So I called up when we got to the bridge and it was out. I called up to see. I figured they had to still be open. So she directed me on how to get there. And obviously there's another back way into Terrabella, which does not include that road and the bridge. And that's how people get in and out. But we had a very nice meal.
Yep.
Robert Vasquez is in the kitchen now.
He is, and he can really talk to you about food.
Robert Vasquez is really unique in that he's probably the only chef that I've ever known who is able to make food. Robert Vasquez is not really, he's someone who doesn't, like Pat Gallagher, for example.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You always talked about Pat Gallagher, who unapologetically makes lusty food. It's swimming in butter and cream, and it's all about how much it pleases your taste buds and warms your soul.
And it does all that.
Okay, so Robert Vasquez has always been about food that is healthy, but he makes it delicious.
You're absolutely
right. He has sort of this unique gift of making food that is healthy something you really, really want to eat.
And what else he does are these kind of rich dishes. I'm just writing a few of them.
But they're not rich in the usual ways. Like he was talking about his gumbo, which is not a roux. It is made using the natural starches in vegetables.
That was different.
And thickened that way. I find his food fascinating. I do. I really do.
Well,
you had mussels, though.
Nice mussels. I did have mussels because they were on the menu. And
as a special.
That's right. They were a special.
They were special.
So I went over there and checked into it, and it turns out they really did. They were just the right size. I think I got about 50 of them or maybe more than that. And that about did it for me. You know, mussels carry a pretty good long distance.
I know you love mussels, and I was happy to see that they were special on the menu. They were in his paella. He has a paella. Dramatically different. Robert Vasquez,
We've been told to watch ourselves.
Breaking. Okay, I'm just sitting here, Tom. You're the one that's moving. Robert Vasquez has taken over as the corporate chef for the Pardo's brand. Pardo's, Forks and Corks, and the place in downtown Covington, Pepe's, which is Mexican.
We talked about all of those all night long last night.
Yeah, he came over to visit, and it was nice to talk to him. But he's changing the food in all of them. He's already done it at Pardo's. He's now done it at Forks and Corks, and the menu is dramatically different and much beefed up from the last time we were at Forks and Corks. And now he's about to set to work on Pepe's, where he's going to be elevating that into like a gourmet Sonoran Mexican.
That's a funny little restaurant there, but they're always right in the middle of it.
But I would love to see it become something, really something.
I'm always looking for
improvement. He said, no more $2 Tuesday tacos. He's going to really, really beef it up to something much more gourmet. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do. He actually has that background. He is from Arizona. And it should come naturally to him. But he said Mexican food is the food he doesn't like to cook. He said, if I can't make it as good as my mother did, then I don't want to make it.
Well, you have to start.
So I would imagine that his mother was a home cook, and apparently the family has a chain of Mexican restaurants in Arizona.
I have a few of them here. Oh no, that's the mother. Excuse me.
Yeah, not his mother, but she's passed away anyway. But his siblings have this chain of restaurants, and he wants to cook much more upscale than what they do. And so it's going to be interesting to see what changes he brings to Pepe's. 260-6368. We'll talk more about the meal when we return. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2. We are back.
Welcome back. You are on the Food Show on 105.3 FM HD2.
Well, you're not on the Food Show unless you call 260-6368. Anyway, we went to Forks and Corks, and we are talking about our meal last night. I did get the gumbo.
How did that look? It was very light looking.
It was light. I usually like a darker gumbo. Okay? I like a darker gumbo. It was so thick that you could stand a spoon up in it. I didn't try it, but it had that look that you could. And both of these things were definitely off-putting to me, but it was really good. It had a great flavor.
I love it when you say really good.
It had a great flavor.
Although I didn't do it very well. It also would indicate that some big bad guy was about to thoroughly punch me into a corner. So it's great when it's really delish and nice.
It is.
How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, we got away with it.
I think. And I don't know what vegetables he cooked into a starch to make it very thick, but it was good and really spicy and overloaded. I mean, there's really no such thing, but really, really loaded with sausage and chicken. And I loved it. It was a good soup. I think that the one that they used to have, I might prefer better.
Forks and Corks?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I think that this, I will tell you that I would choose this one over that one because it's flourless. It's a healthy version of gumbo, and it was delicious, so why not, you know? Then I got the burger, which is brisket.
Because you know
I'll tell you what. I had a real tough time choosing something from the menu. That is not a problem I used to have at Forks and Corks, but it was a lot of stuff on the menu and a lot of it that looked really appealing, and I had kind of a tough time narrowing it down. I went for the burger just because I'm the burger queen, and I wanted to see what he was doing. It's a brisket burger.
A brisket burger.
Yeah, it was very light.
That's an interesting idea.
And it was cheese. I chose cheddar. It was perfectly dressed. I had a lot of pickles, as I requested. It came with fries, which I have to say I would have preferred that they be frozen fries. Now, that's quite a statement to say I would rather have frozen fries. These fries were very dark. They were limp. I didn't even try one of them. They were that unappealing.
Ugh.
I feel like if you can't make fresh cut fries in the order of, say, Bar Francis, which is golden brown, and they're to me, that's my favorite fresh cut fry out there right now, Bar Francis. But if you're not going to do fresh cut fries well, don't do them.
Bar
Francis?
Bar Francis
is right across.
Wait! Don't make me guess. It's on Ferret Street.
Yeah, it's right across from Acropolis.
Big
Sal is on the phone.
Big Al is on the phone.
Not Big Al. Sal.
Big Al.
I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Oh, you know.
Hello.
Wait, we have
Doug
Al.
Doug is scowling. If only I could see him.
I think
him.
We have Al.
We have Big Al, yes.
Hey.
Al, welcome.
Yeah, it's Al, not Sal. Al. Al.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So I wanted to tell you, I finally made it to Bowroes today for lunch.
At where?
It was out Bowroes, Catfish.
Oh, Bowroes, uh-huh.
Oh, Bowroes,
yeah.
Bowroes, Fady Inn.
No, not Fady.
Shady Inn.
No, it's not even Shady Inn anymore. It's just Bowroes Catfish.
No.
Well, it's good. Did you think so?
Right. I thought good. It was outstanding. I thought the service was great. It was more than I expected, is what I'm saying. So
the guy who originated it back in the 1940s, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
And his father started it on Oak Oval.
Earhart.
Oh, Earhart. And well, it was really, at that point, they
like
were
half a block off Earhart.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, they, I've been trying to get there. I finally did get there about a month ago. But they had their own little community there, and it was getting nicer and nicer and nicer without getting to be expensive. And right in the middle of it had all of this great catfish, which was fried on the premises all the time, and fresh catfish.
Yeah. All right. Good so fish. what did you think about it, Al?
I thought it was outstanding. I thought the catfish were great, nice and hot, prepared to order. The potato salad, it had a little spice in it. It was a little. It wasn't too much. It wasn't too little. I usually put Crystal on my potato salad, but I didn't have to do that because it was just the right little kick to the potato salad, and it was just a wonderful lunch, wonderful service, and can't say enough about it. Good recommendation.
Was it crowded in there?
It was. I thought it was very crowded. They had a very, looked like a 12 top that was not seated, but every other table was taken.
Mm-hmm. Is it fast casual?
Not really. I guess you could say it's that, but it takes a little too long to be called it fast. But the reason they're long is that they're doing everything to order, and they've got a good hook on it.
Yeah, it's a much smaller place than the other one, I think. What, Al?
Oh, yes. It took me about, I was by myself now, but it took me about 30 minutes from start to finish, which I didn't think was bad at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For lunch.
Now on the menu, is there anything with the fried catfish other than potato salad?
Yeah, I believe
they have a few things.
I think there's French fries.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
French fries, and I don't recall. I think there's another choice. But what's really out, there's lunch specials Monday through Thursday, not Friday. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the lunch specials are a little bit less expensive on Monday through Friday. And there's red beans and rice on Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum.
But if you go to...
Always was
yeah,
good.
Right. But if you go to a catfish, you go to a catfish house, you eat catfish, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Why not? I mean, when catfish is good, it's really, really good. And I think lately, catfish that I get in restaurants has just gotten better and better and better and better, to the point where a couple of people are telling me it can't be true, but it is true.
Yeah. Well, good.
I didn't ask him where he got his catfish from. I don't know if it was the Zalmans or not.
I think you can really tell the difference in the taste in Desalmans. Did it taste like Desalmans, or did it taste like farm-raised catfish, which is what most people use?
There wasn't any almonds
like
on there anyway.
Yeah.
Hello?
It tasted like pond catfish, but it was great. The best catfish, Desalmans catfish I know about is Alling's Bistro, which, you know, is outstanding, and he's got is almond catfish all the time.
Wait,
Orleans Bistro. You know what? I have to say that I have determined that I prefer the milder flavor of a farm-raised catfish to the wild catfish. I think it tastes wild and gamey. Particularly at Orleans Bistro. That's where I decided I didn't like it. So if you can taste the difference, then you should be able to tell if Barrows is the farm raised or not.
It's very distinct.
I was going to ask you one. Vera's. Do you ever go to the North Shore? For any reason?
Oh, yeah, I live over here.
So do I. This is sort of halfway between Mandeville and Covington. On Highway 59. And it's Vera's, which is a rebirth of the Vera's that used to be over by that big shopping mall in Slidell. And before that, he and his family had everything.
It is still in the shopping mall in Slidell.
It is?
There are two locations now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were they're doing that, and also now these days they have a lot of
they have the oysters down
there. Oysters, yeah. And this is the rebirth, really, of Vera's, and a lot of people. It used to be out on the lake.
Yeah, it was a great looking building.
Yeah, and I love the name of this.
It was a great-looking building. Yeah. Have you been to the Vera's up in near Covington, Abita?
I have, yeah.
But it just recently opened, right? I mean, it hasn't been there that long. Is that correct?
Yeah, it hasn't been there that long.
A little more since the 4th of July.
Probably six. Has it been that long?
I know. They opened on that day. Middendorf's.
No, that's Middendorf's. You're talking about Middendorf's.
I was talking about Middendorf's.
No, he's talking about Vera's.
Who are you
Vera's.
Talking to?
We're talking about Vera's.
Well, that's what
last
I'm talking
couple of months okay. ago, last couple of months.
Okay.
I'd say last couple of months.
Fair enough.
Like 4 months.
Okay.
So I got one more comment. We made it through Trinache Wednesday night, and you know I think Trinache is terrific. I mean,
outstanding.
Their crawfish pie, I think, is the best crawfish. Their oysters. I mean, if you're an oyster lover, you have to visit them. I mean, and their oysters were only. During happy hour, okay, we're only $9 a dozen raw.
Yeah, that's an outstanding place. It's aptly named. It's named for the little pathways through the high grass in the marsh, and it's just so Louisiana. I mean, it's actually they're out of Florida,
I would never thought that.
There's a place called Stinky's Fish Camp.
Yeah, yeah, they came out
on 30A in Florida.
Yep.
And that was their original location.
And now
they've got several.
And now they're over at the place in the Intercontinental Hotel, which is terrific.
Are you familiar with Stinky's Fish Camp?
Me?
No, there's a drink on the menu, there's a stinky drink. On the menu. And I was wondering, why would somebody call a drink a stinky drink?
I don't know, but do they have any Dr. Nutt over there. That's what I'm really looking for.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for now. No, Stinky's Fish Camp, and those guys really know what they're doing. That's a really good restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we've covered a lot of property.
They got a log of oysters. This thing comes out. It's about 3 feet long, and it's
terrific.
I think there's 3 dozen oysters on it. All kinds of different.
You can go there and get 12 different oysters in one meal.
It's good stuff. It's very good stuff, for sure.
So the next day we went across the street to Luke's for breakfast, and that was outstanding. We had I couldn't say enough about Luke's. I got the shrimp and grits, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Luke's on Poitras.
No, it's right off Poitras on St. Charles. Were there any people in there? Because the last time we were there, there were no people in there.
Yeah, and it's surprising because it's really quite good, I think. No?
Yeah.
I have takers?
Very good.
Yeah.
I thought it was very good. No, it was not crowded. They had, three other tables.
Oh, okay.
Three other tables. Uh-huh. Three other tables. So I have a question for y'all.
All right, ask.
Baco Bar closed down. Baco Bar closed down. Mm-hmm. And another restaurant, is it Payne? Is that what it's called?
Higher Provisions.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Comments?
This got past me one way or another. Where is this?
You've been there several times with me, Tom. Higher Provisions is a really interesting place. And usually when you say interesting, that means bad. That's not bad. It's just interesting. It's an eclectic menu, and I think it's kind of really fascinating. I want to see how that menu evolves.
Well, I'd like to
see that, too. If you want more, you have to ask specific questions.
Yeah.
It appears to me, I have not been there. It's right around the corner from my house.
Okay.
And I haven't been there, but it seems like they haven't identified with, it looks like it's a smokehouse, but it's really not a smokehouse. And
this is what I'm saying.
It's a barbecue place.
It's everything. The menu, okay, the guy is a vet, okay, who lived in something like 30 countries, where he picked up elements of all of those cultures. I don't know that I would call it global, because if you're going to do global on the North Shore, you maybe need your head examined. But it's heavy on the pyre is fire. It's centered around that, and everything has something to do with that. You should definitely go. You should go and call us after, and I'd like to hear your opinion of it. I find it a really, really interesting place, and every time I go, I get something different, and I would say that I like it. I'm not wild about it, but I'm intrigued by it, if that makes any sense.
Well, that's a good thing, because we're not all looking at the same stuff.
Yeah.
In every same restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, you should go and your mission, Al, is to go and call us and tell us what you think of it.
I will do that. I have one other comment, okay? Mm-hmm. If you want me to shut up, I'll...
No, go ahead.
But I got one other comment.
At the end of the...
Tom, I want to shut up, but not you. Go ahead.
Oh, well.
Okay. Well, at the top of the hour, I know I have to get off the air. I understand
that. See you later. Thank you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Stay here.
Okay.
At the end of
Tom, when two people are talking, it's usually you. Okay, so let's let him finish what he's saying. Go ahead, Al.
So Taste of Covington's Taste of Covington is doing something different this year. Some of the restaurants, they usually have 1 week where they have a seating for all the different restaurants. They're actually doing two. Some of them are doing two seatings. Or are they doing seatings throughout the month? So I think that's really good. You know, because it's always a great time, and that's going to start the first week of April in Covington. So
yeah, we'll be getting a press release. We'll have something in No Menu about it. All right,
yeah,
Al.
Okay. Well, good. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank y'all. Thanks for listening to me.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Nice hearing from you. Well, there's a lot going on out there.
Yes, there is.
It's the food show. You know what? It might be worthwhile to start on our own lists and go in for your 10 or your 15 or whatever it is, and we'll bring it on you in coming events or something like that.
I was going to say, if you had something to slip in the place of Molly's Rise and Shine, what would that be?
Molly's Rise and Shine?
Yes. It's.
Oh, I see. So there, we don't know if that even exists.
No, it does.
Oh, it does.
It does.
All right.
It doesn't exist to you.
And the point.
You're not the right age. But just to give you a little clue.
Yeah.
You know how you get these things? You get these things that you put on tables if you order as a fast casual.
Yeah.
And then you get a number like we did at Lola a couple of days ago. You get a number and you put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yep.
The person delivering the food knows to deliver it to your table. At Molly's Rise and Shine, it's a trophy.
A trophy?
It's a trophy.
My.
You know how the kids used to all get trophies?
What
it's
color
a trophy.
Is it? What? How tall is it? Is it this big?
It's like, you know, like the trophies that our kids used to get for participating in the era of trophies as participation.
That's still out there. I've got quite a few.
Well, they've got a lot of them at Molly's Rise and Shine. That should give you an idea of what we're talking about here. 260-6368 is the number. I remember I went over there with my brother once. We were going to go to breakfast. And I met him, and he
Where?
Got my brother got there first.
Where?
Molly's Rise and Shine.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And he got there first, and I walked in, and he greeted me with, "Look, do you really have to eat here? Because like I don't think I can."
The guy said that, or you did?
My brother said that.
Oh.
And I said, really? Why? Because I really have to kind of look. And then I looked at the menu and I went, I'm with you. Let's go. I'll meet you at Toast. And that's and that's what we did. 260-6368 is the number. We are talking about the usual food. But I started off the show on my soapbox because there is a list of the, quote, 30 best restaurants in New Orleans on Condé Nast Traveler. And it is written by someone who is from Britain. So that's, you know, that's suspicious right there. And I looked him up just for yucks because I knew he couldn't possibly be over 35 tops. And he was, I mean, unless he looks really great for his age, but the list is, I find it hysterically funny. Mr. B's is not on it, but Molly's Rise and Shine is.
Where is Molly's Rise and Shine?
Do you know where Magazine Poor Boys was on Magazine Street? Do you remember that
place?
You know,
I've heard about it, but I've never actually.
It's deep in the Garden District. It might even be in the LGD. Which is the new hip way of saying Lower Garden District.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it's maybe a couple of blocks west of Jackson, if I'm thinking correctly. But it used to be something called Magazine Poor Boys. It's oddly enough in the same building where my parents had their first date.
Oh gosh.
Do
you ever get them to spill the goods on that?
Well, they're both passed away, so,
oh, okay.
I got everything out of them I was going to get out of them. But I do remember taking my mother there when she was, like, not far from death. And it was Magazine Poor Boys at the time. I don't know what it was back in that day. Anyway, we will be back after the top of the hour news. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.